His favorite reading at this time was a dozen or so books which comprised his whole permanent library and which he carried around with him in his travels. They included Pareto and Spengler, Cocteau's Opium, a copy of Baudelaire, a paper-backed volume of Shakespeare's tragedies, and, later, W.B. Yeats's A Vision. Returning to America, he brought with him a bride, whom he had met during 1 year's abortive career as a medical student in Middle Europe. Bride and groom separated immediately on landing in New York, the purpose of the marriage having been to obtain citizenship for the Jewish lady, supposed also to have been a baroness. Then followed a tour of U.S. cities, hotel room to hotel room, from New York through the South and Midwest, with long stops during the early 40s in Chicago and New York. This was, of course, made possible by a small private income from his family. It was in Chicago that the author first began to explore the underworld, within himself and outside of himself, while working as a professional pest exterminator in that city's slum areas. However, certain other less criminal but nonetheless subterranean vices, treated in the later sections of the book, had already been discovered in his youth in America and travels in North Africa and Europe. For the latter, and its related emotional causes, the author had long ago sought out psychoanalytic aid. This proved apparently to be of no avail. As for the former, association with criminal elements of the population of the cities he visited, and the use of various drugs he encountered, the author's story picks up at that point. One other important moment of background may be mentioned, the author's wife, who appears briefly in the New Orleans section of the book. The common law marriage, which began in the late 40s, ended with her untimely death as the result of a drinking accident in a South American country several years ago. There remains one child born of the union, who lives with his father, now presumably in Venezuela. This fact has been related last, as it will indicate to the reader an important concern of this book. Its title is Junkie, and its subject is drugs and the drug world. It is not in any sense a complete autobiography, though many personal details relating to the main subject have been included. It is the autobiography of one aspect of the author's career, and obviously cannot be taken as an account of the whole man, as these last pages of the introduction demonstrate. In that respect, the author has done what he set out to do, to give a fairly representative and accurate picture of the junk world and all it involves, a true picture, given for the first time in America, of that vast underground life which has recently been so publicized. It is a notable accomplishment. There is no sentimentality here, no attempt at self-exculpation but the most candid, no romanticization of the circumstances, the dreariness, the horror, the mechanical beatness and evil of the junk life as lived. It is a true account of its pleasures, such as they are, a relentless and perspicacious account of the characters that inhabit the junk world, with their likeness and unlikeness to the known average of the culture. A systematic history of the events of a habit, the cravings, the jailings, the night errands, the day boredoms. We are fortunate to have a historian, however firmly he has taken his position on the other side of the dark wall of normal gratification, who is able to give us these facts in a manner of writing which shows signs of literary maturity, a style which is direct, personal, very characteristic, very literal, highly selective, intense, and economical in its imagery. It would be too great a presumption to compare such a localized world of horror as that of Junk with the universal inferno of Dante, and yet that comparison, for certain spareness of manner and realistic use of simile, is what may happily arise in the mind of the trained reader. It remains to be said that the publisher presents this book to the public for its originality of style and content in dealing with a highly controversial subject. Very little real information is obtainable on this subject, and most of it is romanticized and hyped up or distorted for mass commercial purposes. This book has the advantage of being both real and readable. It is an important document, an archive of the underground, a true history of the true horrors of a vice. It makes clear what even the most foolish may understand.
This ends Appendix 4, Junkie, An Appreciation, by Allen Ginsberg, narrated by Mark Nelson.